It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. France says it may have stopped another terrorist attack. The Paris prosecutor says a security force raid early Wednesday in the city may have disrupted a terror unit planning new attacks. The operation occurred near the soccer stadium where one of the attacks that killed 129 people took place last week.
Au total, 8 gardes à vue, c'est-à-dire 7 hommes.
He says 2 people were killed, 8 arrested during early Wednesday operation, 7 men and a woman. Authorities are searching for the suspected mastermind of Friday's attack, Abdelhamid Abaoud, a Belgian of Moroccan descent. The prosecutor says authorities don't have him in custody. 5 security force personnel were wounded during the operation. Meanwhile, French warplanes mounted another day of airstrikes Wednesday, targeting the Islamic State and its de facto Syrian capital of Raqqa. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 33 IS members have been killed by French and other airstrikes in the past 3 days. 2 young female suicide bombers detonated their explosives Wednesday in a marketplace in the northern Nigerian city of Kano, killing at least 15, wounding dozens. It comes a day after another blast in the northeast city of Yola left more than 30 dead. The latest violence was condemned Wednesday by U.S. spokesman John Kirby.
Those responsible for these crimes must be held accountable. The United States renews its commitment to work with Nigeria and its neighbors to defeat Boko Haram and to address violent extremism in the region, countering these attacks on our common humanity.
U.S. spokesman John Kirby, there has been no claim of responsibility for either of the attacks, but suspicion has fallen on the militant insurgent group Boko Haram. The Sunni group is blamed for the deaths of thousands in its 6-year campaign to establish an Islamic caliphate. This is VOA News.